views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women on this lovely Friday afternoon. I'm excited today. We're going to talk with Eaglesong Gardner. She is a Woman of Wisdom member, a vendor, has been a past presenter here in the Seattle area, and I'm excited to talk with her. She is an American herbalist who has spent the good part of four decades connecting people, plants, and the earth. As a mother, grandmother, and a visionary, Eaglesong has practiced in the wise woman tradition of healing her whole life. She has a sense of adventure, is a devoted pilgrim to connect with people from many cultures. Eaglesong is the founder of Ravencroft Gardens. It's in Monroe, Washington. It's just north of Seattle. And it's home of the first community-centered herbal program in America. Through her dynamic herbal apprenticeship, healing from the ground up, lifelong learners are offered an opportunity to deepen their connection with themselves, plants, and the planet. She has a new project, Pacific Wise Women, is an educational outreach dedicated to keeping herbs in women's hearts, hands, and homes. She's created the Pacific Women's Herbal Conference, which is September 25th through the 27th. She has brought together several women herbalists in the bioregion of the Salish Sea for this engaging conference, which Woman Wisdom is proud to be a sponsor of and will be providing the Red Tent experience for the weekend. You can check her websites out at www.pacificwomensherbalconference.com. And also her blog is ravencroftgarden.blogspot.com. So welcome, Eaglesong.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here with you today.
Yes. Well, first I'm going to have you share your story. You know, you said you've been many decades at that. What brought you to be interested in herbs and make this your path?
Well, I think my main interest started when I was really young. I grew up in a family where my mom worked. There was a lot going on. And so one of the things she would say to me a lot was, go outside and play. And I actually found that to be really good advice, and I've been taking it my whole life. I really enjoyed being outside. I love to try to understand more about how nature weaves herself out there, and I found it a great template to follow for my gardening and my herbal practice.
Yeah, there's so much to learn from plants. I was just reading that about somebody too. But let's talk about, you've had a lot of mentors, and I know that you studied with Susan Weed. She's a well-known herbal teacher. So what are some of your other mentors that, you know, because you're a mentor too to people now, but you were mentored by people.
Yeah, I actually have had a lot of interesting mentors in my life, the first one being nature herself, and then Sabon Fusome I met through the Women of Wisdom and continued to work with her, so that there was a strong African and tribal influence in my understanding of nature and broadening my perspective from that beyond just what I could see in my own culture. And let's see, a beautiful woman out in the Macaw Reservation in Washington State, a woman named Dottie, has mentored me in a quiet and quite profound way. Definitely Susan and I, we've been colleagues for about 28 years now, and fascinated by many of the same things. I've been fascinated also by communication and words. So I'm always curious about where do words come from? How do we how do we gain understanding through our use of words, and how do we expand ourselves beyond words to have experiences in life that really bring us to a greater wholeness?
Well, and that reflects on, you know, the importance of our stories. And I love your blog. I was reading your blog today, and I love how you write. You know, it's very, you know, with curiosity and a little sense of humor, and, you know, it's you have a knack for writing too.
Well, thanks, Chris. I enjoy writing. The hardest thing probably in my life is get me to sit in a chair long enough to write something, but I do enjoy sharing things that come to me on my blog and through the conferences I teach at and through my teaching here at Ravencroft.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about community-centered herbalism. Tell us about what that is, and also in that, you know, the wise woman tradition.
Right. Well, the wise woman tradition, as differentiated by Susan Weed, it's the oldest tradition of healing on the planet. And it's an invisible tradition, so it's just things that happen in our daily life. And one of the things that I've seen a hunger for in our world is more community, a community that's really grounded and interactive. And so with my work with herbs and nature, I started out thinking about community-supported herbalism, and that wasn't quite it. And then one day it just struck me. What I wanted was an herbal practice that was centered in community, and the community went beyond just the people around me or the new word tribe, which are people who think and act like me. When I was thinking community in this way, community-centered herbalism, I intended the meaning to include water, air, earth, and, well, everything life ignited by the sun's warmth and the fusion of the elements here on planet Earth. So that just started a whole long line of inquiry, and just a lot of questions started to come out. But what did that look like? What was that going to feel like? And so I began to ask myself questions, and then those questions led to asking apprentices that were working with me. And so we started this exhilarating exploration and journey. And really, it's the apprentices and all of nature that I have to thank for deepening and expanding the possibilities of what community-centered herbalism is in our world today. And that was in the late 1990s, and now there are people all over America using the term community-centered herbalism, and I am so excited that the plants, in some funny and odd way, are inviting us to come back into a relationship with one another and with the earth that really reflects this sense of wholeness.
Oh, that's beautiful. You say that so well. And I know, you know, that you have created this community, and I know many people that have studied with you, and just learning simple things that you can do, that we can do in our own gardens, in our own home. It doesn't have to be complex, but it feels complex. And we're going to dive into that a little bit more, I hope, to, you know, simplify this for people that sometimes it gets, you know, you look at a plant, well, what do I do with this? You know, how do I make it into something? And, but before we do that, I wanted you to talk about how you define health and medicine, you know, because we live in this world with, you know, our traditional medical system. And I know, especially in the Northwest, a lot of interest in alternative medicines, which includes the herbal nature. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about that.
Well, that's actually a great question, because before we could even have these roundtable wisdom conversations, we called them, or talking circles, we had to come up with some definitions that we could share. So we had to ground ourselves in shared definitions just so we could enjoy a round table, and we didn't start to polarize, which we've been trained to do quite nicely. So health comes from the same root as whole and holy. So we all agreed, the apprentices and I agreed, to maintain health as a worldview or a perspective that maintains wholeness in our world and in ourselves. And it includes a sense of the sacred And that is as each individual defines for them what is sacred. So this isn't a religion or even a spiritual path. Sometimes I call it a spirited path. But it's really about having a space where people can explore these ideas about what it is when we say wholeness, what does that mean and how does it look? And so that just took us right to, well, then what's medicine? And there's a society in Europe called the Medicine of the Person, and it's healthcare practitioners who were very concerned about people not being treated well in healthcare facilities because the actual medicine or you could say the spirit of the person was not part of the healing program. And I really like that concept that each and every one of us is the medicine. And every plant and every situation we come to in our lives is the medicine. So once we embrace that as a way of a worldview and a way of coming to our work together, then our relationship with each other and with the plants evolved into what I call a complex relationship, but by no means is it complicated.
Wow, okay, that's great. And we're going to come back and talk more with Eaglesong Gardener. We're going to take a quick break right now.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm talking with Eagle Song Gardner, and we were just talking about the medical system and you know, defining health and in this new genre of alternative medicine. Well, Eagle Song, how is this, what you do, different from the traditional medical system that we operate in?
Well, for one thing, I practice in a tradition that doesn't, we don't think about curing or fixing. We're more interested in nourishing and really embracing wholeness. So seeing life as the medicine means that whatever comes to us in our life, how we engage it is how the medicine of our life and our person evolves. So I had the question of, can plants engage us individually and collectively and get our attention and cultivate energy as to support our growth and change as human beings in small groups and also as cultures? And because I've worked with plants my entire life, and after I did some pilgrimage to my ancestral home, I realized that my entire family, as far back as we could find, was involved with gardens, market farming, producing food for people. And so plants and herbalism was just a natural outgrowth. I used to say I was remembering the herbal practice that I do rather than learning it. So it's really linking to old ways of seeing the world and yet putting them to work in ways that really work for us today. So I use a phrase of dancing the ancestors, nourishing ourselves, and singing the children. And so it's a very much a shamanic practice. And that means that we really have to use our senses to gain the information that we're going to use as we explore and expand our understanding of health, wholeness, and wholeness.
Well, let's talk about that. How do you use your senses to do that?
Well, in herbal traditions around the world, there's a word called organoleptic technique or strategy, and that means you use your sight, taste, touch, how you hear, the smell, and I like to add the neglected sixth sense, which is common sense. So when we work in a group, then we can reflect with one another the experiences we're having as we use different herbs, and I use a practice called simpling to bring people into the beginning study of herbalism. And so we just really use one herb at a time, and we use it in depth, like for a month at a time, and then we come together and we explore what it was like for each person to use that herb. And they're all nourishing herbs. So when you finish the 9-month healing from the ground up herbal apprenticeship at Ravencroft, you are actually profoundly stronger and more physically capable just because of the herbs we use and the way that we engage them. So, and then having a group of people that we reflect back our experiences, that adds to each person's understanding of the different herbs. So that's the first year. It's a 3-year program. But the first year is really grounding ourselves in plants that are basically the same plants nature uses to heal herself when there's been any kind of cataclysmic event or a falling away from wholeness. So go ahead.
Oh no, I just how does that work? You're talking about an earth event. How do plants work with catastrophe that happens on the earth?
Right. So we're lucky because we live here where Mount St. Helens exploded and not too long ago. And so we got to see an earth event that was cataclysmic. And so then I would go to the mountain on a regular basis. I actually used to live 40 miles from that mountain when it blew. So it was very personal for me to be so close to such an event. And I knew the look of the mountain before she blew and then after. And so then I went and I watched these desolate fields of ash. How did nature heal herself? And basically she, one plant will get started, and lupin, the wild lupin was the plant that started there, and that plant gets a foothold in the ash flow, and then it's a plant that is a legume, so it actually fixes nitrogen in the soil. She reaches up into the air and pulls nitrogen down into her root systems. And because she grows 2 to 3 feet tall, she then becomes, she catches seeds that are blowing through the air. And then this little colony starts around her, all the little plant seeds that drop, that hit her, and then they drop to the ground. They get going. And so seeing that that's what's called the pioneer or adventitious species, they come in and they basically breed quickly, make lots of seeds, and really start covering the earth, because the earth does not like to be naked. And she begins the reclothing of herself immediately upon any kind of a flood or a tidal wave. Even people clear-cutting a forest, immediately the earth goes about restoring that covering to protect the soil and protect the land. So just watching which plants were used and how the nature successed, it's called succession. You go from the pioneer plants, and then you start to get little herbs that come and go, like they're perennials, and then the shrubs come, then taller trees come. So essentially, it's that way of building health and restoring wholeness by using plants in our bodies, because from my practice and experience, I really recognize that our physical bodies are the earth. And so we can use the same modality that nature uses to restore wholeness when we go about working with healing, and especially works well with chronic disease. So things that have troubled people for a long time, using these simple practices definitely helps to bring about. Because remember, we're not trying to cure anything. We're just nourishing wholeness.
Well, give us an example give us an example of a chronic illness and what someone might do to bring that wholeness back.
Okay. So, and it's not so much bringing it back. Like, I'm a gardener. And so through the course of my life as a gardener, I actually have arthritis in my knees. And there was a time when I left my full-time garden work and I couldn't hardly bend down because my knees hurt really bad. And the doctors told me, well, you just have to live with it. That's just a consequence of your work. And basically, I had neglected myself a lot during the time I was working full-time in a basic way. And so I said, nope, that's not good enough for me. I really believe that I can do something. So I started using oat straw and nettles and red clover and seaweed, really simple herbs. And I took up the practice of Tai Chi. So I was able to start moving my joints and body. And so in wholeness, it's not like one plant's going to do the job, but by embracing that I needed to do physical exercise that was different than just getting up and down when I was gardening, that used more of my flexibility and inner strength that I learned in the Tai Chi, I really was able to strengthen my physical structure from the inside out, and I have no trouble anymore. This took about 2 years, but I can get up and down, and I don't have pain in my legs anymore. And so combining those two things together, the herbs and the exercise, walking, I really enjoy walking, so that helps a lot. And I also love food. I really, really like to eat at least twice a day and hope that everyone else can as well. And so really focusing on local food and as close to the way it came off the vine or out of the earth as possible. So very simple cooking techniques, and yet at the same time, I have I have incredible adventures in eating, because I like to travel and I love food when I'm traveling. So I like to recreate if like last week I was in Russia most of the week. Beets are on, so I was having kvass daily, and we had borscht, and I eat dairy, so I like to make cheese and yogurt. So these kinds of things, but you don't have to have a farm, and you don't, you know, you can do this even if you live in town. It's just a way of eating. Next week, I think I'll go to Korea and we'll do up some kimchi and do the rice and stir fry the vegetables and just lean that way. So using the same plants that grow around me, but just embracing different cultural approach to that food, I can actually stay right here where I am and have pretty much a global diet.
Oh, that's fabulous. And there's an adventure in that, you know, and people who love to cook. I just read recently, like, especially like in the Seattle area, we can eat well with foods within 100 miles of the city of Seattle. And some places it's like 50 miles, but you know, it's something to think about that we don't have to be eating oranges from Florida or you know, we can eat locally and we only have to go, you know, 100 miles isn't really that far. So, And you're saying that too, to eat the food that's surrounding you.
Right. And then I took it one step further and really wanted to use the herbs that are close at hand. So my herbal practice is in the wise woman tradition, and the way of the old herb women is really to collect plants that are I like to use within 100-mile radius of my home. So that gives me a 200-mile circle that I can access. And I have never lacked for any kind of medicine. Everything is here, just learning to see it in a way that it can be incorporated into a whole life.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to talk more when we come back from our break. This is Chris Danis, Voices of Women.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Thank you. Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been talking with Eaglesong Gardner. And Eaglesong, before we get into more discussion, please give your contact information and websites. I want people to be able to get to your blogs and find out more about the conference.
So the blog you can reach me at is ravencroftgarden.blogspot.com.
And is that, can people sign up to get that?
Yes, actually, you can go to Eaglesong Evans Gardner on Facebook, and that's a way that you can link into my blog, and also Ravencroft Garden and the Flum Diddly Kitchen School.
Well, I'm going to ask you later about that Flum Diddly Kitchen. So, and also your website for the conference is?
It's PacificWomensHerbalConference.com.
Okay, and we're going to get in and talk about that later, too. So you were just sharing how you had knee problems and you were working with oat straw and nettles. So let's, I'm sure people are just, okay, how do you, what do you do to work with these? Because a lot of people have joint problems and arthritis, so I think it would be really helpful.
Right. So about 25 years ago, I undertook a daily practice of using herbs in healing herbal infusions. And that's where we take herbs that are high in mineral content and protein and make a healing infusion where you would take, let's say we'll use oat straw as an example. So oat straw, 1 ounce, and put that into, I use a 1-quart canning jar, and then add 1 quart of boiling water, put a lid on it, and let it steep overnight, 4 to 8 hours. Moving the minerals into the water, it takes time. So the long steeping is essential for this type of healing infusion. And a lot of people say, oh, you just can't eat enough herbs to get what you need to maintain your health. So this healing infusion is a great way to bring the nutrient density we need into our daily life. And so oat straw is exceptionally good for building strong bones and the nervous system. Really helps to restore nerves that have become frayed and tattered, and just help build the strength of the communication network that we call the nervous system in the body. It's also a tonic for the body, a nutritive tonic. It's a nerving. It helps with spasms in the body. It's an antispasmodic and an antidepressant, so it lifts the spirit, and it also is a cooling herb. It helps to reduce fire in the body, and so that those are all reasons that drinking this healing infusion on a daily basis is it's a practice. Some people meditate. For me, putting the tea down every night and then drinking it the next day, or the healing infusion, and then using it the next day, strained out in the morning and then drunk either hot or cold, depending on the temperature and how I feel, is a practice that has been amazing in the way that my health has been restored. So basically, we're giving our body the building blocks to restore itself. Nettle is an herb that I use also on a daily basis. Well, I rotate through them. I have about 6 that I use on a regular basis, but nettle is one for energy. Really helps to restore the kidney and urinary tract part of the body. So I think of these plants as, over time doing this, that the plant has a resonance, and different parts of the body have a resonant, and they somehow find each other. I don't know how else to explain it. One of my mentors, Susan, calls them allies. These are plants that ally with us for health. And so I like the idea of allies because they're the people or things in our life that really support our unfoldment as a human being. So the resonance with the nettle is the kidney and the life energy. And then if we were using the oat straw, it's the nervous system and also the physical building. I used to work with draft horses a lot, and that was the main food that we fed our horses. We fed them oat hay and oats. When they were working, they got the grain oats. And when they weren't working, they were getting oat hay and pasture for their maintenance. And that's a big animal, and it works hard. And I could see that a body could be built with that one grain. So if it was good enough for the horse, it was going to be okay for me. Linden is another one of my favorites, and that one's cooling. The linden is the flower and calyx off a very large tree, and it's a cooling tea or infusion that really feels like someone giving you a great big hug. And when you get those two things together, it cools the body down, and you feel like you're held in the embrace of this amazingly large and wonderful tree with heart-shaped leaves. That is a resonance that really speaks deeply to the body. Probably the one I've used the most in the last 5 years is hawthorn. And I'd have to say hawthorn basically was the motivating factor for going to England. First, I went to see my grandma's birthplace, but hawthorn hedges in England brought me back twice, because the hedges are so amazing. And that is heart and courage. The resonance that hawthorn brings into the body, it restores the heart. And when the heart is strong, it brings into our lives a sense of courage, which the word courage itself, the root word is heart, the core. And so that this really started to deepen in me when I use these herbs on a regular basis, just like you would greet a person who's your friend. You know, you see your friend 3 or 4 times a week, how much stronger your friendship becomes. And so that's how these herbs have been a daily practice for me. And I've watched over time how much stronger I've become in that simple use of herbal simples.
Now, where can people get these? Like, for instance, oat straw. Is that something that you can buy in a health food store? Or
generally not so much in health food stores, but if you're lucky enough to live where there's an herb shop where they have raw herbs, or, you know, that's a great place. So I'd say look around your town or city for an herb store, and do shop with them, because they really need us to stay in business. And another place you could find them is on the internet, and a company I use a lot is Mountain Rose Herbs in Eugene, Oregon. They're closer in my bio region, and they're reliable. And so if you live somewhere where there aren't any herb shops, you can access herbs online. With Frontier Herbs is in the Midwest in Iowa. So they're really reputable herb companies that can get these herbs to you. And if you're doing the healing infusions, you're going to want to buy them in bulk, because you're going to be using, well, if you had 30 days of healing infusion, that's 30 ounces of herb. So that's a little over, just shy of 2 pounds. So you're going to be buying the herbs by the pound to take this up as a practice. And they're really economical. The benefit is profound, and the cost is very low.
And they last quite a while. I mean, I'm sitting, like, I have some in my cupboard, I have to admit, that I haven't used for a long time, and I think they're supposed to still be good.
You know, they're probably fine, Chris, but I have to say, when people would say, like, I make herbal remedies and things, well, how long will it last? And I think, you know, it might last forever, but it's not going to do you a bit of good if you don't use it.
there's that. And I'm going to be getting it out, because I, like you, have these knee problems. Okay, great. So I was in reading your blog, and some of this stuff is available just in the land around us. I mean, you wrote about how many times you drive down a street and you see something and you have to quickly stop because, like, oh my goodness, there's some hawthorn. Or
it's true. I call it 55 mile an hour botany. And once you really become in relationship with plants, you'll be driving along. And, you know, people don't like to ride with me because I'll just put the brakes on and turn around. It's kind of dangerous, I suppose, but it keeps life interesting. And so, a lot of almost all the plants I use are in my local environment and really free for the picking. Last week it was plums. I have to say I went plum crazy last week because the plums were just incredibly prolific this year. Amazing abundance in plums. So I've got three different batches of plum wine, plum citrus jam, plum butter, just plum crazy.
You're going plum crazy. Right. And all this is happening in your plum diddly kitchen. Well, we're going to have to take another break, Eagle Songs. We'll come come back and talk more about your plum diddly kitchen.
Plum diddly.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Eagle Song Gardener, and we've been talking about hawthorn plants and oat straw and nettles and all these wonderful things for your body. So, Eagle Song, you mentioned your kitchen, and I wanted to ask you, too, how that name came about. It's Flum, F-L-U-M, Flum Diddly Kitchen. What's the story behind that?
Oh, Chris, one day I was not feeling so good. I was pretty despondent and not at a happy juncture in my life. And I woke up in the morning and this word flumdiddly was in my mind. And I could not shake it. And finally I just asked them, okay, so like what's up with flumdiddly? And they said, just start saying that to people. So I would say, hey, I have the flumdiddly kitchen school. And everybody I said it to smiled. And I realized, yeah, we take health so seriously. In fact, now we've kind of stuck it into square box stores. And we forget that it really comes to us from nature. And so Flumdiddly Kitchen makes people laugh. And I love it. It also invites you to go outside and play. Go out and pick the plums. Go out and even if you live in the middle of a city, there are so many wild hawthorns in Seattle and Portland and other cities I visit, and wild plums are everywhere. And so it was just that invitation to not take life so seriously and to think about, you know, we're just guests here. Mm. So keep a sense of humor about this idea of wellness. And so I just really started to embrace that in my own daily life and to look for things that were beautiful each day. And the best place I can find beautiful things besides looking at my grandchildren is looking to nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know in Seattle they've got, I think there's a website, there are lots of fruit trees around that you're just, that hang over streets and sidewalks and you're able to go pick the fruit. I have a neighbor who has plums that falls on the sidewalk, and another neighbor up the street has 100 pounds of figs, she says, you know. So
I don't want to know her.
Yeah. And so there is lots of opportunity to go pick fruit even if you don't have a tree in your yard, and then go make, you know, plum jam and all that. Well, we're here to talk about the Pacific Women's Herbal Conference. As I said, Woman Wisdom is going to be a sponsor. It's the last weekend in September. So tell us more about that. What's going to happen there?
All right. Well, the part of it is a 580-acre camp. So we found a really beautiful place in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains that really is embracing nature. And so the theme of the conference is celebrating women and nature, embracing our wisdom. And really it's about that place that there is a natural wisdom that women carry. We're very close to nature. We work on a lot of the same rhythms and cycles as nature when we really tune in with our bodies. And so bringing women together for sisterhood and just connecting with one another and talking about what's going on in your life. So I did this in the late 1990s three times, and every single year it was really fantastic. The women that came were nourished and nurtured and just really wanted to come again. And then my life turned a different direction and we stopped doing it. Well, when I reached 62, I realized I could do this again. And so I called up a lot of the women that had presented way back in the 90s and asked if they wanted to come together and do this again. And without exception, every single woman said yes. So we have women coming that have practiced their herbal craft from 20 to 40 years in their communities. We have a lot of workshops and intensives, herbal medicine making, wildcrafting, radical botany, tending the sacred fire, herb walks, tea leaf reading even. And so that's the body of the mental part of it. And then we've got a lot of fun planned. There's the Eclectic Follies on Saturday night, which is a talent show. So rather than bringing in talent, I know that when you bring 100 women together, there's a lot of talent inside that group, and so this is a chance for it to express. Then we'll have a cordial competition. In our day and age, if we could compete over who's the most cordial, that might be a good way to go. And so it turns out that women really love to make herbal cordials or those kinds of after dinner or before dinner drinks that really gladden the heart. And so we're going to enjoy that. There will be a moon circle. It's the full moon lunar eclipse weekend, so it's a pretty powerful time to come together. There's swimming, hiking, community, and there'll be a marketplace because we are women after all, and we do love to shop. So Sunday there will be a barter fair. We have work study for women who really like to contribute and bring in an experience like this into fruition. So, like, that's the main thing. It's really a chance to come outside and play. And, well, space is limited. The experience is not.
Yes. Well, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, Woman of Wisdom is going to – we're going to participate – by creating the red tent, which is a place for women to go hang out and rest and eat chocolates and massage people's feet and just share stories. That's a place to share stories. Well, I know that you have a special early bird price that ends on August 15th.
The 14th is our last day of the early bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so
$2.95 for the whole weekend.
$2.95, yes, a great price. And so that's the early bird price. So everybody needs to go register by August 14th. This is going to be a fabulous weekend. And, you know, there are some other conferences around the country on the East Coast and in the Midwest where they have hundreds of people come. And I know you're going to be growing this to be a big annual event here.
Yeah, it is definitely our plan to continue offering this conference. We have women coming already from as far away as Alaska and all the way up from California.
Yeah.
So there's a big draw to bring women together in nature, and we're just real excited to be able to put this on.
Yep. And so for you personally, I know you have your apprentice program, you have plant medicine walks, you have a woman's herbal journeys, and so I know you can find that information about those on your blogspot. So ravencroftgarden.blogspot.com. You can read about all these various offerings that Eagle Song provides. I'm gonna have to take you up on one of those plant medicine walks, I think.
Hi, it's really fun. Really
yes.
Fun.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you on the show today, Eagle Song, and I hope you get lots of people attending the conference. It's gonna be a great weekend.
It is, Chris, and I really enjoyed having a chance to visit with you here on the radio. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Well, this is Chris Stainis. I'm founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We have our annual conference. That's our core program. It's always President's Day weekend. So this year it's our 24th conference is February 11th to the 15th. You can still apply to be a presenter. We have our soft deadlines August 1st, but we still accept applications because we know how the summer is. Just email us, wow@womenofwisdom.org. to let us know that you want an extension and when you can get us the application. Everything's up on the website. Just go to womenofwisdom.org and look for the 2016 conference. Also, please check out my book. It's an award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's got lots of stories and art, poetry, and inspirational talks from women who have been at Woman of Wisdom. And so I would love for you to check that out. It's an exploration of the divine feminine, which is everything we're talking about today, too. So also, quick shout out. We are doing a Circle Leadership Training. It's our third year. It's going to be in the beautiful place on Gold Bar, Washington. It's on along a river. It's October 1st through the 4th. You can check that out. I think information might be on a website, at least the description of last year's. If you're interested, email us, wow@womanofwisdom.org. It's a co-creative model of leadership and very useful, even if you're not a leader. It's very useful for making you use these tools in with all your relationships. So, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.